This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting from the TGO Media World Headquarters, this is TGO Radio, starring Jeff Durant.
What up?
Produced by Doug Reacharound. This is Brian Wise speaking. So I'm looking at Twitter just now as the music's going.
Yeah.
Comedian Andy Dick arrested for felony sexual battery on live stream.
No way.
And the picture is him being frog marched out of a fucking... out of a... I don't know... What makes something, like a Winnebago-like vehicle? Not,
like an RV.
A trailer home. Yeah, like an RV. Thank you. And, I don't fucking...
What did he get arrested on?
Some sex thing.
Oh, well, geez.
It won't shock you to know he's a fucking sex pervert.
Huh. I'll be damned. Yeah, that's a...
makes all of us other...
Technically, that's a Class C... RV there, Clark.
Now tell me the difference between Class A and Class B and
Class B and Class C. So Class A's are the biggest ones. So size basically is there's Class A gas, there's Class A diesel powered motorhomes on big long chassis.
Boy, if you're driving a diesel motorhome right now, God bless, because it's check local listings 535.
Oh. Yeah, and if you're if you're out of work or something, or if you're looking to change careers or something, want to be a truck driver, you can't do that without special licensing and shit like that.
Right.
But if you're 80 years old and can't see 2 feet in front of you, they'll fucking sell you a diesel RV and let you drive all over Hell's Half Acre, knocking fucking mailboxes down and.
Well, that's I never thought of that, but that's a.
The RV industry will never allow themselves to be regulated like that, because they'd lose out on so many fucking sales.
Well, I've been saying for years that, once you hit 70, they ought to test you.
You're out.
Every single year.
Every 6 months.
And, that should be a real thing.
There should be a summer test and,
There
should be a fall test make sure you're ready for winter.
For snow, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, yeah. I would fund that. That would be something I'd fund, yeah.
So, yeah, Class A's are motorized. Class B's are also motorized, but they're built on Let's see. A Class C is smaller, is really the only way to put it, okay, than an A. And then Class Bs a lot of times are built on your, like, van chassis.
Okay.
So it's a size thing, basically.
And you can tell by looking at it, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair enough.
You know. Well, I am a fucking idiot anyway, so...
Is that right?
Well, you know, so one of our few remaining uncles called me the other day.
Yeah.
And back in the day, long time ago,
mm-hmm,
I would make CDs for him, you know, because he's older and, you know, I'd like to have this band and this band, so I'd burn him CDs and stuff. Well, he calls me earlier this week and he says, I've lost my Steely Dan Greatest Hits CD. And I was like, well, fuck, dude, I can't let you go without that. You know, he says, can you burn me another copy of them? Yeah, sure. You know, I said, I think I still got a computer somewhere that's got a CD burner on it. Yeah, sure. And so this was like Monday. So of course, you know, I told him it's going to take me a few days to probably get to it, whatever. Forgetting that computeter is sitting right here in the studio. It's the only one I've got anymore that's got a burner on it. I don't even know if I can remember how to do it. And so I'm sitting there this morning, getting ready for work and stuff, just kind of chilling out. I'm like, why don't I just go on Amazon and order Steely Dan's Greatest Hits on CD?
Yeah.
I have that kind of money to buy Uncle a fucking $10 goddamn CD. And you go, here you go. I have these moments where I am sharp as a fucking tack. And then I just fucking revert back like it's you know, 2000 again, and I can't afford to fucking go buy a goddamn CD for somebody.
No, but here's
God,
why.
God, I'm an idiot.
Here's why I'm going to take your side on this, because you weren't asked to buy him a CD. You were asked to burn him another copy of the CD he had.
Yeah.
So that's where your mind was.
Yeah.
You weren't asked to.
Yeah, but I'm lazy, too, and it's easy to go on Amazon and go, hey, look, there's one.
Yeah, well.
So, I'm stupid. I have moments of brilliance.
Yeah.
I can.
It's mostly in here, though.
No, I can. I mean, yeah. You know, I can. I mean, fuck, I maintain a, you know, decent job, so I have moments. But we've got this new guy at work, and he's young. I mean, he looks like he's like fucking, he looks like he technically could still be aborted for a while, at least, you know, until it's. But I said something in the office today about, you know, yeah, I go take a flying fucking leap. And one of the guys on the other side of the office apologized to the new kid or whatever and said something kind of jokingly or whatever. But I don't think he was like, I think he was being kind of serious. And somebody said, yeah. And somebody said, like, what are you apologizing for? Well, Jeff said, you know, for somebody to go take a flying leap. And I said, no, I told him to go take a flying fucking leap. And so I got in a meeting later with a couple people. This kid only works half days. I got in a meeting with a couple people later in the day. I'm like, what's up with that dude? Is he, like, sensitive to language and shit? Here's the thing. The reason I say that, I'm not a prick. I'm not an asshole. But when I got hired into that group, that's the first thing I was told is, hey, look, man, we're big grown-ups here. We joke around a lot. We keep it internally. If somebody has a problem, we take care of it. We don't go fucking running to HR and shit. I'm like, perfect. Sounds good to me. And then I was told, you know, it can get raunchy in that room sometimes. Like, sign me up. I'm in. So, it's always stayed that way. You know, my boss gives the same fucking spiel to every new employee, you know. And so I asked him, I said, you know, what's up with kid? Is he, you know, is he sensitive to language?
He's,
I'm like,
sensitive,
is he a complete fucking fruit or what? I know, we think he's really comes from like a fundamentally religious home. And I'm like, oh, he's going to fucking love me.
To hell with them.
Fucking people.
Yeah. To hell with them.
God. I'm sorry your religion says you can't talk dirty. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good for you.
Sorry about you. Yeah, that's distressing.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck them.
When I got hired where I am, as soon as I got comfortable, I brought the level of the office up to my level.
There you go. Yeah. So you got to do that.
That's what I
did. Yeah. You got to sprinkle those in here and there a little bit.
I changed the culture fundamentally and 100%.
Nice.
In my office. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You got to do that.
Ooh. Ooh. That felt good.
Did you shit yourself?
No. All air, baby.
Yeah, all air. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All air. Phew. Doesn't stink either.
Yeah, whatever. I'll be the fucking judge of that.
What do you mean? Trust me, if I shit myself, I would tell you.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know, speaking of that.
Yeah.
You know,
speaking of shitting myself?
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah?
A few weeks ago, I was sick, man. I had the flu. Like, I was sick to the point where, you know, I called off of work. And I just don't call off of work a lot anymore. You know, I mean, I never really did. But, yeah. You know, I fucking woke up on a Monday morning. I'd been feeling sick over the weekend. And I woke up Monday morning. I'm like, guys, I got to go back
now,
to bed.
Now, was this after you had said you might have to take a week off from this show? Because your wife had been sick. And then you thought you might get
kind,
it?
Yes, it was right around that time. Gotcha. So, yeah, so that shit finally hit up with me in full fucking force.
Got you good, okay.
And so, like, that Monday, I slept all fucking day. Like, I didn't get back up till like, 11 o'clock. And then Tuesday, I woke up and I felt better. So I texted work, said, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm going to work from home. I'm feeling better, but, you know, I'm just gonna work from home. Man, about fucking, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there and I'm working. I'm like, ooh. I gotta go.
Now, for those at home, Jeff has this hip issue, this ongoing hip issue, and it's not easy getting up and down.
No, you don't get up fast.
Chairs and couches, okay. Especially when your couches, I think if I'm remembering, I don't really get invited over anymore, so it's hard to remember. But that couch kind of sinks in a little bit.
Well,
so.
We've got a new one. Okay. So, we've got a new one. So it's a little better. But, yeah, you don't just jump up. I don't jump up off the couch and run into the bathroom and fucking shit. So I get up. Actually, you know, this was in the afternoon is when it was. So I get up and I start, you know, and of course I got to shit. And I can tell that this isn't going to be... This isn't going to be your fucking, you know, meatloaf solid, you know, this is pudding. I can tell there's, you know, there's something really wrong in my colon and it wants out now. Okay.
This isn't meatloaf.
No. Well, you know, nice solid piece, you know, something you could put some ketchup on it. Fuck it.
Might be a show title. Okay.
So and it's not a long trip to the bathroom.
No, it's
at
not.
My place. No. I mean, it's not a long trip anywhere at my place.
No,
small
it's
house.
Not. Yeah.
So I get into the bathroom And because this hip is so bad, again, you don't jump off the couch or into the bathroom. You don't throw your pants down and plop down on the toilet
either. No, you
gotta,
so Jeff is, he kind of totters.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of teeters and totters everywhere.
Boy, did I totter. Holy shit.
So it takes,
So I get in the bathroom and I'm standing there and I, as I'm getting, and of course the dogs are fucking laying there sleeping all morning. I get up and they're going ape shit. They got to go outside. So the first thing I have to do is open, which the back door is right there at the bathroom.
Yeah.
Open the back door and let them fucking idiots out. So then I turn around and I get in the bathroom. I can tell I'm not going to make it. Okay.
Hang on. Hang on. Okay. Is it a thing where if you had...
I know where you're going.
If you had stood in place and just kind of clenched up real tight...
I did! That's what I had to do because I couldn't get the... I couldn't get things... Yeah, I couldn't... I was wearing a pair of full-length pajama... pants, you know, like whatever that everybody wears to Walmart now, you know, and so I'm standing, and so I got to clench it up. But the thing of it is, again, this is not solid. This is liquid. You know, when you take a garden hose and you try to pinch off the end to stop the flow, but you just can't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I shit down the back of my leg and into my slipper that I It was so gross. It was so fucking gross. Oh my God. And dude, once it started coming, I just relaxed.
You just
I'm
let
like,
it go.
I can't. Nope. I just gotta go.
No, you just, there's no point.
It's like I'm already cleaning the bathroom, so. Oh my God, dude, I filled that fucking slipper up. I should have taken a picture. Why did I not take a picture?
It was so gross. I could just picture you standing in your fucking bathroom, defeated, just letting it happen.
Yep. She was at work. Nobody, you know. So I'm standing there, and I'm like, okay, well, that's over. You know, that part's over. So, and of course, you know, I had my phone in my hand, so I texted my boss. I'm gonna be away from my computer for about 30 minutes. Illness related. That's all you want to know is what I put in the text. And my boss is a girl, and she's my age, and she just types back you.
Oh, there is nothing.
Oh, shit. That's fucking great, isn't it?
There is nothing more. Nothing less dignified.
Than shitting yourself.
Yep. But if you, I mean, you did the right thing. Once it comes.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to let it happen.
Oh, my God,
you just
dude.
Let it you stand in the tub and let it happen.
See, and I could. That was hit me for a second. It's like, tub. I couldn't make it, and I wanted to stay right there, and I didn't want to drag it any further into the bathroom.
Well, you've already got a crime scene right in front of the bowl.
Jesus, crime scene.
So if you take three steps to the toilet or to the tub, it's not.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, honey, I have a trail of shit. It's my trail of tears. It goes from the bowl to the fucking tub.
Trail of turds.
Oh.
Oh, it was so gross.
But
man.
You're saying nothing solid. It was all.
Well, there were little chunks of solid stuff in there.
It was all iced tea, is what you're telling me.
Detailed you want to get.
Well, I mean, you know. You said you filled a slipper.
Dude, I did. Because it ran down the back of my leg and into my slipper. Yeah, it was.
One question and then a request.
Yes.
The question is, do you still have the slippers?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to send me a picture of them to use picture on this show.
No, I washed them.
No,
you need the slippers.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, I need a picture of the slippers.
I could send her a text right now and say, hey, look, I got a weird request, but could you just take a picture of my slippers?
This show doesn't go on until Saturday.
Yeah,
I'll get you.
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah. I think we need to have that be the... filled up
my
slip.
I'm sorry, my slippers. That's what I call them now.
My slippers.
Honey, fetch me my slippers.
Oh, honey. Oh, I say. Would you fetch me my slipper? My slippers. Slippers.
You want to hear the bad thing? I'm sorry. The worst thing?
Slippers. Slicker than...
Slippers. Meet the slippers.
Slippers.
So, the next day, and listen, hey, fuck it, I'm just gonna throw it all out there. The next day, I'm sitting on the fucking toilet bowl taking another dump, and I look on the wall across,
no.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, no. I missed a couple of spots. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it tends to splat.
God, there's 8 show titles in this break.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is, I mean, I really have to, we've all had that. We've all had that, you know, you're sitting in a car and you rear your leg up and you think you're gonna fart and you don't, and you know, we get those little ones. This is the worst I have shit myself in a long time. I mean, honestly, this is the worst I think I've ever shit myself sober.
I've said on this show years ago, and it would be an effort to find it, but I've said on this show that if it was bad enough, I would knowingly shit my pants to take the pressure off until I got to a place where I could take a full shit. And I've said it on this show before. I remember when my son was in school, we went to an open house thing or whatever the fuck it was. And coming back from that, That was the day I made that decision that it was.
That you would the worst, sacrifice?
The worst I've ever had to shave. I mean, it was. And I was at, I think I was at Camp TGO at the, no, I wasn't. I was at Pappyland at the time.
Oh, geez. Wow, that goes way back.
Yeah. And, I, and buddy, I mean, when I tell you, I go, this is going to be the night that I voluntarily shit my pants. Like, it was the worst. And I think I made it. I remember having you back hanging out with me at Camp TGO one time. And no, no, you weren't there, but I was sick.
Yeah.
So I was diarrhea into the bowl, and I had to lean forward to throw up into the fucking tub. And it was all happening at the exact same time.
That has not happened to me since I was a kid, but I remember having that happen where you, you're throwing up. Or I think I was actually throwing up and then shit myself. So I was bent over a bowl, and that was a yeah, that was a mess.
No, was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was pretty bad.
Well, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Yeah, you happy with that? Was that worth?
I don't know how we top that.
All right, let's see if we can fucking get Abe this week on the first fucking shot.
We're still shooting at Abe.
Did you know that he was Jewish?
Who, Abe?
Abe, yeah, he was shot in the temple.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh! You got it! Fucking dead right between the fucking eyes. Man. Fuck that. Fuck you, Abe.
Abe was the man.
Fucking freeing people and shit. And on my watch.
not on John Wilkes Booth's watch either, apparently. Well, I don't know how we top that, but updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Yes.
You better buckle in, because we got some.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Updates and corrections. Those of you who made it through enough of last week's show to hear me say we're looking for old-timey guys' first appearance, I still haven't found it. So I'm still looking for old-timey guys' first appearance. I hope to have that soon.
Damn. Hmm. You basically have to listen to...
What?
Hey, what the fuck is all over the monitor? Something splattered on it.
Shadoobie. I don't know what the fuck that is. If I had to guess, I would guess this. This air freshener.
Okay. I think you're right.
I don't ever sit over there. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, jeez.
What? What? Fucking say it, stupid. What is it?
I'm trying to wipe off the cursor.
I want you guys to go back about 10 minutes to where Jeff said. You know, sometimes I have moments of genius.
Real man of genius.
Fucking retard. Holy shit. Update and correction number two. Segment known as Leave Yourself Alone has mostly devolved through the years into guys shoving things in their assholes.
Yes.
And so now, from now on, the show is going to be called Just Say You're Gay.
Ah, okay. Same intro, same...
I don't know about an intro yet, to be honest with you. But, yeah. Just say you're gay.
Just say you're gay.
Yep, just say it. Tyson will not be charged with punching that guy in the face.
No.
We covered that a few weeks ago.
Good. Fuck that idiot.
Yeah. He deserves
every every fucking knuckle he got.
Mm-hmm. Updates and corrections number four.
Damn.
A few episodes ago, we were watching an old-timey video. I think it was the video store episode, and one of us made reference to so-and-so getting the brush.
Yes.
And we couldn't remember what movie that was from. It was from Marty. We had talked about a clip. Well, I don't know, Ma. I called the gal and she gave me the brush.
Yeah, okay.
And I said I thought it was Marty, and then I kind of backtracked because I was doubting myself because I'm an asshole. It was from Marty. Let's see here.
So, what are you going to do tonight, Marty?
I don't know, Ma. I'm all knocked out. I may just hang around the house.
Why don't you go to the Stardust Ballroom?
You mind your own fucking business.
What?
The Stardust.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you go to the Stardust Ballroom? It's loaded with tomatoes.
It's loaded with what?
With what? Loaded with what?
It's loaded with what?
Tomatoes?
Pussy, Ma. It's pussy. It's loaded with pussy.
Who told you about the Stardust Ballroom, huh?
Tommy. He says it's a very nice place.
Oh, Thomas. Ma, it's just a big dance hall. That's all it is. I've been there 100 times. Loaded with tomatoes. Why, you're funny, Ma.
Marty. I don't want you hanging around the house tonight. I want you to go take a shave and go dance.
Ma, when are you going to give up? You got a bachelor on your hands. I ain't never going to get married.
You're going to get married.
Mind your own fucking business, you...
You should go shave your balls and get out there and find a fucking woman.
Bounce it off some chick's fucking face.
Ma, sooner or later, there comes a point in a man...
This is the exchange right here. This movie, by the way, I dislike. I watched it recently for the first time. But it's very 1955. It's very 19. It's, you know, gotta get married. The big thing is to be married. It's the great, big, important thing in your life. And that bugs me because the two most ancient, unnecessary things we hold on to as the human race are marriage and religion. They're the most, and to watch a movie where it's the focal
all tied
point.
Together.
And it won Best Picture, by the way. I just like the movie for that reason, where it was the focal point, but...
There's a point in a man's life when he's got to face some facts. And one fact I got to face is that whatever it is that women like, I ain't got it.
Buddy, that's where I'm at right now. That's no bullshit.
Comes a time in a man's life, Charlie, when he's just done fighting himself.
Well, you let me go to hell the way I want to. Oh,
man, I love that line.
Got it. I chased after enough girls in my life. I went to enough dances. I got hurt enough. I don't want to get hurt no more. I just called up a girl this afternoon. I got a real brush off, boy. I figured I was past the point of being hurt, but that hurt. Some stupid woman who I didn't even want to call up. She gave me the brush.
The brush.
She gave me the brush.
I love that term, though, the brush. I love it.
No, Ma, I didn't want to go to Stardust Ballroom because all that ever happened to me there was girls made me feel like I was a bug. I got feelings, you know. I had enough pain. No thanks, Ma.
Marty.
No. I must stay home tonight.
Said no, Ma.
Yeah, you fucking Budinsky cunt. Beat it.
Fucking leave it alone, Ma.
You're going to die without a son.
So I'll die without a son.
Marty, put on the blue suit, huh?
Blue suit, gray suit.
Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up, Ma.
God damn.
Fuck. You're going to die without a son. Okay.
Marty, put on the blue suit, huh?
Blue suit, gray suit, huh?
Give me a blue suit, and I'll give you a blue suit. 40 too long. 40?
Looks exquisite. Cash it, Chuck.
Yeah, so I went to get a suit. Yeah. And I said to the Chinaman.
And then I go in, I gotta get a suit. Right?
Right.
Walk into this clothing thing.
This clothing thing.
Chinese Chinaman sales guy comes over to me. Hey, how you? How you today?
Wow. Ooh, this does not age well,
so
does
I
it?
I had it up to this fucking point. I'm figuring, all right, he's a little Chinese guy. What the fuck am I going to do? I said, yeah, I need a suit, a blue suit, 42 long. So he's looking at me. 38?
Old running joke.
42 long. 38?
No.
Don't read my fucking lips. 42 long.
40?
40? That's too small.
That's too small.
42 long. 42? What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Me a 42 long.
What the fuck are you talking about?
40? That's too small, ya fuck.
Ya fuck. That's too small.
I'm in for a half hour over there.
I'm in for a half hour over there.
I'm standing back and forth like I'm playing fucking ping pong with the... Yeah, 42 fucking long. 40? I'm looking at this fucking guy like, oh, fucking ching. How many times I gotta fucking tell you this? 42 fucking long.
40 fucking short.
40 fucking short. 42 fucking, I go, what's your name, right? So I go, Choose. I go, God bless you.
God bless you.
You know, I mean, I'm nice, you know. I say, so what's your name? Chew. God bless you. What's your name? Chew. What, you got the fucking flu? No, he works here too.
Well, now I get it.
So now I understand. It's his name. So I go, all right, look, Chew. He goes, God bless you. What the fuck is going on? I'll make it fucking rain in here. Just get me the fucking suit. I didn't buy the suit, man. Because then we finally figure out the size. Now we don't have the color. I'm going, yeah, all right, give it to me navy blue. Navy rule? Blue. Ooh.
Ooh.
Blue. Ooh. Blue. Oh, yeah, fuck, I'll kill you. I'll just fucking kill you. I'll take every suit in the fucking store.
Oh, man.
That is so goddamn good.
Yes, it is. I'll just kill you. Take every suit in the fucking store.
Updates and corrections continues on TGIF.
Oh, boy. Yee.
One of the better breaks of the year was a story about a guy who was in a car wash and got out of the car wash and died.
Mysteriously passed away.
Yes. Yes. Authorities publicly identified the 56-year-old man killed when he got out of his vehicle inside an automated car wash in San Diego County's Escondido.
Ooh-hoo.
And got pulled into part of the machinery that operates it.
Huh.
Renee Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, of Las Vegas, was staying with family during a trip when he went out Friday evening to visit a store and got his car washed. About 11:45 p.m., drove his Scion XB hatchback into the mechanized car wash. While the car was going through the cleansing system, stepped out for unknown reasons and was dragged into part of the mechanism, winding up wedged between it and the vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah. Alerted by an alarm system signaling a malfunction in the equipment, a witness investigated and found him trapped inside of the car wash. Patrol officers were able to free the victim by lifting and moving his car. They had to lift the car off the guy.
Jesus.
Paramedics took him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Hmm.
But, as I said, the cleanest corpse in the county.
Yes.
Spotless corpse, this guy.
Yep.
Even the shit had been washed away. And that concludes updates and corrections.
Right on.
On TGO Radio. Give a blue suit. Give it to me 42 long. In February. So now here's a new segment called Stories We Forgot to Mention. In February of this year, Victoria's Secret hired its first model with Down syndrome.
I saw this.
Here's her picture. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Victoria's Secret's newest campaign is attracting a lot of attention, and Sloan is here now to fill us in.
Yes, Rutabaga.
If you want to look up some pictures of her, by the way, her name is Sophia, S-O-F-I-A. And the last name is J-I-R-A-U.
Jeru.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's reeking.
She looks almost like a normal girl.
Say, I'm not seeing a lot of downs here.
Until you start seeing the pictures of her with her mouth open and you go, oh, I see.
Oh, there it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. To quote from Dave Attell, those titties aren't retarded. Holy shit.
Those titties aren't retarded.
Wow. That is some set on that fucking chromosomally challenged. Ooh-wee.
What did I say to you in that fucking text earlier this week? That nuisance?
Oh, yeah. Well, that is, wow. That is some set. But then, again, like I say, like once you start seeing...
Yeah, you picture. Oh, there's one. Oh, yeah.
She is definitely a chromosomal nuisance.
Fucking. It's like Victoria's Secret is out of the bag.
Oh, that's the secret. Yeah.
You ever black out when you're drinking, or as I call it, time travel? Yeah. You're in a bar, you're drinking, you black out. You wake up, you're in another bar. You're drinking, you black out. You wake up, you're in McDonald's. Working there about 3 years, still not assistant manager. You want to quit, but you're banging that girl on the fry later. They say she's retarded, but those titties ain't retarded.
They say she's retarded.
I'm sorry, is that an Eminem tune? I don't know.
Well, now there's a...
There's
a good open mouth... I gotta tell you something, I mean...
What is it about that fucking smile, man? That tarred smile? It's a fucking dead giveaway every time.
It really is.
Look at this. You go to this picture and you're like, even this one is not. You can see it a little bit. Like,
yeah, you can see it in that one.
But
on the
you
right.
go.
I'll tell you what, though. Those tits are. Those tits don't have Down syndrome.
Like, you get there and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I can really see it. But boy, you get to that and you're like, Jesus Christ. Now, there are several fucking chromosomes misplaced. Ooh. And that DNA.
I'm not click on this one right here though. On the full bikini. God damn. I mean, if you closed your eyes, could you?
Oh, I think if I close my eyes.
Ooh, that is some body on her. She's got some fucking feeders. Wow. Fucking. Oh God. Oh God. She's got all of her teeth. Like she's just.
Yeah, how'd that happen? Oh.
Now, who's the... Oh, now, wait a minute now. That's without makeup, I guess?
It's without a lot of stuff.
I'm going to tell you something.
Because, boy, them fucking eyes are fucking awful downy.
You could... You know, it's the quicker picker-upper.
Could write a fucking love song, you know, downy eyes. She's got downy eyes.
Well, I...
Droopy...
Here's
CP Tony.
Here's the plan. You get her to drool between her tits enough and you can fuck them.
And that crooked smile. Driving me wild.
I mean, honestly, in totality, would you? Now don't fucking lie to me, because I'll know.
Would I? Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure, why not?
For the story?
Yeah, just for the fucking.
Now, that's a girl that's really going to need a clinic, though. And, you know... See, you can see it in her face.
Yeah, yeah,
Jesus
you really
Christ,
can.
You know what she fucking looks like is... You remember that fucking girl?
No.
Oh, God. She looks a little bit...
Yeah,
she's got a... She looks a lot like her. Oh, boy. Don't... Let's not do sexy tards. Can we fucking try to avoid that, please?
We could do a parody song, I'm Too Sexy for My Chromes.
A little on the nose.
Victoria's Secret's newest campaign is attracting a lot of attention, and Sloan is here now to fill us in.
Now who's that guy now? Who's that guy with her?
Stunt cock.
You gotta... Not so much that one there, but the picture before that with the guy, that's awful Downsy.
No, that's very Downsy.
Yeah, I am on the heels of a moral dilemma right now. I am.
This is it? this is your moral dilemma? Mr. I like 'em young?
16, no hesitation. Downs kid.
But this is your moral dilemma.
No, there's...
Duly noted.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to tell you that. No.
Yes, Rutabay, the lingerie staple, is making history. For the first time, a mono with Down syndrome is one of the faces representing Victoria's Secret.
If they have her talking, I have to get up and leave the studio. I cannot sit here and let it be this.
One of the sliding faces.
You're fucking... Durant, you're fucking killing me today. You're fucking killing me.
24-year-old Sophia Giroux.
24, yeah. All right, now we're talking.
Who is Latina and from Puerto Rico is part of the brand's Love Cloud campaign.
There's videos.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Look, Sophia isn't new to the modeling world. She has been working for this spot. In fact, in 2020,
You know what, Joe? You know what? You could almost say that this girl is very down with modeling. You could almost say that.
You know, one could say that. Oh, God.
Debut.
Come on, get down with the thickness. You could start that. That part could be them choking on a pudding cup.
The lid, not even the pudding. Just like trying to eat the cellophane fucking lid.
And then throwing a tart fit over it.
Downs with the sickness.
Downs with the sickness.
Fashion Week. She is a large social media fan base who have been watching, rooting for her. And Sophia shared this exciting milestone on her Instagram page in Spanish, which translates.
Oh, no, it's Downs and in Spanish. I fucking cannot.
How could you tell the difference?
It's two.
You're fucking killing me today.
One day, I dreamed it.
Excuse me, stewardess, I speak retard.
Oh, good.
I worked on it, and today, it is a dream finally coming true. I can finally tell you my big secret. I am the first Victoria's Secret model with Down syndrome. Now, she stands alongside 17 other women, both professional models like Hailey Bieber, and regular women in this new campaign. Since last summer, Victoria's Secret...
Quit trying to show me regular chicks. I can't jerk my rod. I can.
There's fucking regular chicks everywhere you go.
I can fuck regular girls. Show me a girl I can't fuck. That's the whole deal with Victoria's Secret. Show me chicks I can't. Show me a chick I couldn't fuck with $250,000. That's what I want you to fucking show me. Don't show me girls I can fuck. I can fuck a pig. I can get my dick in a regular fucking girl. In my age and current fucking state, I can fuck at least two girls that I know of.
Here's your chance to bang a Victoria's Secret model.
Don't fucking show me regular girls that I could fuck with some McNuggets and lies. What fucking trying to do is to sell this myth.
Title of your autobiography.
That's another.
McNuggets and lies.
A few McNuggets and lies later, we're having sex at my place, doggy style.
Yes.
Thank you, Slow Ghastly. It's another day of a tell-line.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Don't show me girls I can fuck. I am so fat right now.
How fat are you?
I can't find a beam to support my weight or else I'd hang myself.
Oh!
And I could fuck two chicks I know right now in this condition. Don't show me regular girls. I can fuck them. Show me girls I couldn't fuck with a perfect credit score and a nuclear warhead in my fucking garage. Don't show me regular girls. Fuck them. I fucked regular girls. I spent my whole life fucking regular fucking girls.
Its initiative has been to create lingerie for women of all shapes, sizes, age, and background.
No, it hasn't. No, come on.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret. No, it hasn't.
You ever walk into that fucking store?
Yeah.
Ooh, God damn.
No, you don't.
I walked in with someone who shall remain nameless one time many years ago, and God damn. She was trying some stuff on, wanted to get my opinion on how it looked, and oh my fucking Lord.
I think this is so cool. It melts my...
Do you?
It's so cool.
Do you think it's cool?
It melts my heart to see her dream come true like that. And it is kind of about time, right? To be more inclusive.
It is, yes. It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad somebody finally said it.
It's about time.
Thank you.
But what about my dreams?
Yeah, what about Brian's dreams?
Huh? Yeah.
Of banging a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
What about my dreams of dropping a perfect replica to scale topographical map of Alaska on fucking one of these girls' foreheads?
Here come the illusions, baby!
What about my fucking dreams? Do my dreams mean nothing to these people?
No, they don't, to answer your
fucking
question.
Apparently not. Okay.
Just in case you were unsure of the answer.
Oh no, I'm not unsure about anything. Trust me. What is happening to our show?
I don't know.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Here's the problem. Last week we listened to 15, 16 years, you know, 17 ourselves year, 17 years ago, and now we're trying too hard again.
All types of people. Right, especially because their market is women. Women are who buys bras, and for so
women's are who buys bras.
Oh. Well, I mean, if I put on 20 more pounds, I'll be wearing them.
Brian's Secret.
No.
Trust me, it's visible.
Trust me, it's not going to be a secret. I'll be sitting here with a draw, with a fucking bra strap in my... I'm going to start with a training bra to work my way up.
What the thing about Seinfeld that Kramer invented? The man's ear.
The bro.
The man's ear.
Long they were marketing towards men. So it does seem like the obvious and right move for a lingerie company to make.
And you were talking...
Let me come in peace. Show me hot pieces of ass. Not girls I have to confuse into fucking me with magic tricks and dangling keys. There's this corner behind your ear. Now take your top off. Because she's retarded. Get it?
About earlier,
magic tricks and dangling keys.
You know what you could do with this one? You could take one of those fucking refrigerator letter magnets off, the Y one, and just pull it out of your ear. Look what I found.
We're chit-chatting. You said the death of malls, and there's also the Angels are no longer existing, so it's changed.
Yeah, I know.
The Angels.
Yeah, the girls that they have, the chicks that do the runaway stuff and show the lingerie off.
No.
They used to have that special. My father was hardest hit by that loss. Oh, he used to love that Victoria's
Secret. Oh, did he really?
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, yes. Oh, my father hardest hit. He loved that Victoria's Secret special. Yeah.
Huh.
He did.
Did you tell him that porn is free on the internet?
Are you out of your fucking mind? Ugh.
Company a lot.
And I think for so many people, that's what they thought of when they thought of Victoria's Secret.
No.
And they are
exactly.
You're not listening to our show, sweetheart. You're not listening.
Make me come. Quit fucking trying to.
That's been the big debate now for 20, 25 years on when are we going to see a Down syndrome female model. They've been really trying to do that for a long time at Victoria's Secret.
Give me models where I can stain the pages of your catalog and throw it away in disgust with myself. That's what I want.
Throw it away is just one big glued together mess.
Trying to make a social statement. Just let me come. Let me fiddle my mule and, you know,
so much to change their image.
All right, Sloan, thank you, and congratulations to her. She is beautiful.
Pull up some Victoria's Secret.
Hang on, I gotta see this TMZ video, so maybe she's talking the King's English. Butchering the King's English.
She's not speaking English. I can fucking guarantee you that.
Please be good. Please.
Yo sentí alegre, contenta, y mega feliz.
She feels really happy and content, and it's
you can't tell the fucking difference.
You can't tell.
You can't tell the difference between that from a Downs and from a regular girl.
No.
It all sounds the fucking same in that fucking, you know, 5th century toilet language they speak. It all sounds the fucking same to me.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's been an amazing experience.
La primera modelo síndrome Down de Victoria's Secret.
Stop.
All right.
Why can't you fucking go work somewhere and just give everybody hugs when they come in like all the rest of them do?
Remember we had that story a few years ago.
Yes.
He owned a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
He owned a... And I think this kid was conventionally retarded. I don't know what his deal was. But anyway, he owned... Are you going to pull this up?
I'm going to try.
He owned a restaurant. And when people came in, he would fucking thrust himself... I don't know. Quit telling me he owns a restaurant. He doesn't, first of all. But then he would hug people as they... I'm like, fucking leave me alone and let me get my large fries, you monster.
There he is, right there.
That is fucking him.
That's
too.
Him.
I am Tim Harris. I am a Westra owner in Aberdeen.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry, you're a what, Tim? Hang on. What is it?
A Westra owner.
Quit telling me you don't
in
own
Aberdeen.
It.
He's
got a fucking megaphone.
Now,
oh my God. Nothing
I'm
like
sure
a fucking magnified tart.
This is from 8 years ago already, Jeff. This
is
story.
It really?
Yes,
oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sure they told him he owned a restaurant.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure they did the right thing and
I'm
told
I'm sure
him.
He's back there with a computer and an Excel spreadsheet going over the books every fucking night, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The only book he's going over is Goodnight Moon.
It's like his comic books.
Goodnight Moon. Cow jumping over the moon.
Got it.
Oh, into a restaurant called Tim's Place.
Tim's Place, that's 100% it. That's the one. It's the same story. Boy, we fucking...
Diamond Down Syndrome is the best
thing ever.
Understand. We are a gift to the...
Okay, that's a hotel.
...world. We are more like than different. Tim's Place is so special.
We're hugging people!
I give you those awesome free hugs. They are the best.
Growing up with Tim, I didn't really notice a difference until I was...
You didn't notice a difference?
Really?
You didn't have any non-retard friends?
I was older. Tim was just a normal...
Smile TV.
All right, that's enough of this.
That's, yeah.
Find me some Victoria's Secret runaway stuff so we can fucking... I can fiddle my bag like a grown man. Jesus Christ. The fuck is Doug even doing? Why isn't Doug in here doing this?
Fashion show?
Sure.
All right. Easy. Jesus.
What is Doug doing? I don't need 40 minutes. How about that 7? Oh, best 10 best walks at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Oh my God, that's fucking very loud. Get to the fucking tits. Oh, it's the Black Eyed Peas.
Yay.
Oh, they're...
Wow.
Holy fuckaroni. Holy shit. Wow. Holy shit. Okay, all right. Now let's watch you. Oh, man. Yeah. 5 more of these, I might get some blood flow.
Whoa.
Nah. Mm. Jesus Christ, she is fucking 100 feet tall. God damn it.
Those legs never quit.
No, they don't. I can wrap around my head twice. I'd fucking eat her pussy like a buffet. Oh my God.
Like a buffet.
No, don't ruin this for me. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I so suddenly get to see actual fucking, you know, fuckable girls. Carmen Cass, 1999. I should have been naming them the whole time. Holy fuck. She's got a European face, and that does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, those... Wow, that's not too bad, though. I like him skinny, though. That's a little bit too skinny, actually.
She's got very, cut facial features.
It's a little bit too sharp.
Yeah, it's very sharp. Thank you. That's what I meant to say.
Sharp. Inbred. Look at that dumper. My fucking stars.
Oh, my stars.
Oh. Oh, my stars. Oh. Wow. Oh,
shit.
That dumper was a Hall of Famer. Wow. Oh, shut the fuck up. Just show me the ass. Oh, they're backstage showing. Giselle Bundchen, 2002.
Isn't that Brady's wife?
I'm sure. I don't fucking know.
Did you call her Jizz for short?
Not for long. Very tall. They're all very tall.
Yeah.
Man. She doesn't do a lot for me, actually. Again, they all got nice little fucking shitters on them, though. Those turd cutters are real nice. Oh, they went so far out of their way to have a huge thing every year. It was just for nothing. It was just for guys to watch and be like, how come you can't look like that, you pig? Meanwhile, they're fucking 325 pounds. They've all got neck beards and fucking... This is taking a long time to develop. Adriana Lima, 2010. Oh, now we're getting to some a little more exotic girls. This is... Now you go... Oh, yeah. God damn it. I'd fucking...
She's gift-wrapped.
Yeah, she is. I would fucking exhaust myself coming inside this girl. It shouldn't be...
Really? 2 seconds?
Dude, it wouldn't be possible the amount of fluid I would endeavor to shoot in her. Oh my God, is she fucking gorgeous. Wow. Man, now we're to number 5.
Same
girl,
one.
Same girl now, 2012. Oh.
Wow.
I like a brunette, man.
Wow.
Oh.
What year is this?
That was 2012, and I would suck on those nipples until I took one home with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's fucking Timberlake singing at one. Yeah. Giselle again. Yeah, she does nothing for me. She does nothing for me.
I think she's going to give old Timberlake the brush. She get the fuck out of my
get
way.
Get away from me, you
stupid.
Fucking half a man.
Wow-wee.
All right, Timberlake, get out of there. Jesus. Number 3. This is old. It's in standard definition. We were savages then.
And it's on network television.
Carolina Kirkova, Russian sow. I don't know what distinguishes one runway entrance from another.
I don't know.
Are you gay enough to be able to tell me that?
No.
No? Number 2? I don't know who these people are. Who are these people?
Who is this?
Candace Swanepoel. Okay, so Candace Swanepoel is a girl that... Wow. And I obsessed over her years back.
Yeah.
We loved her in the early days of her career. Yeah. Wow. Holy smokes. She still tastes like fruit at that age, I bet.
Speaking of fruits.
Wow. Fuck you. Those are the nicest teeth I ever came across.
And number one.
Number one. All right. Let's see. Christmas theme, so I already hate it, but I need a nice hot black girl right here would make my fucking day, man.
Girls, let's go. Charlene Allison, let's go. Go, go, go. Gonna start the show or what?
Giselle, I'm here now.
Oh, there's several of them. Jesus Christ. Wow. Not one black girl in this, by the way.
No. Nope.
So racist. Not even, only like one brunette, right? Ooh, that felt
that
good.
Sounded like my fucking excursion into the... with my slippers the other day.
My shoes. That's got to be the title, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Okay,
Slippers.
All right. You got to pee or anything?
No.
No? Okay.
We ready for number two?
I think we can take a break for nature.
Let's take a we'll take a break for nature and...
Okay. We'll see you as for what passes for next week.
I teach you radio.
Jeff's lemon is so loud.
I teach you radio.
Where did you get the name Lemon?
Lemon? Lemon? Well, so, when I was born, my mom...
Oh, no.
My mom said that God gave her a lemon.
Is this the real origin story?
Yes! Why are you laughing at me?
Well, because I wish you'd taken that lemon and made lemonade out of it, you fucking tart idiot.
I don't like you.
Join the fucking club. Line forms to the right, idiot.
I don't know left and right yet.
Yeah, no shit you don't.
No, I shit.
It's a retard heavy episode here on TGR Radio.
It really is. I'd like to, on behalf of all of us, I'd like to thank you for including us in your program.
Yeah, I bet you would. This is TGR Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.